The compulsory word, the word prompt, is potential. That's what I set out to do about 25 minutes ago. Produce a poem which uses the word potential. Kind of poem I wanted to produce is a very short three-lined poem called a haiku. The first line of the haiku had to have five syllables. I thought, what insect, animal, bird, tree will I focus on today? Nobody told me to pick an insect, but I did. And I thought, which insect has potential? I wasn't happy with the word potential. It was much too abstract for me, and I disliked it as a prompt word. Because of that abstraction, haiku need to be concrete as much as possible and be a collection of images which suggest something. Images and action that suggest something that the reader will be intrigued by and will, and from which the reader is able to make their own meaning. That's my intention, is to produce something that another person can look at it and say, "All right, this is what I get from that." A bit like if you asked half a dozen people to describe the Mona Lisa or to say what the Mona Lisa means to them, you wouldn't get the same answer from any two of them, I suspect. So the poem has potential, but in this case it has to have a hero, and in this case I chose honeybees. Honey, summer. Bees, summer. But what do they do? I had to pick a season. So I thought, really, what do honeybees do in the winter? And it turns out, because I had to look this up, I had no idea what honeybees did in the winter. But they cluster together inside a hive, keeping each other warm. So honeybees cluster became the first line, five syllables. Now the challenging line, the seven syllables. Hive. Potential. Well, what's the potential in a hive in the winter? It's something to do with the survival of the queen bee. So that led me to hive holds the queen's potential. So honeybees cluster, hive holds the queen's potential. I had to jiggle around with the hive holds queen's potential. But hive holds the queen's potential seemed to flow more easily. And then it came to me, while the bees are clustering, looking after the queen bee, I wanted to get the idea, I wanted this to be a winter. And then we have warmth, and the opposite of warmth is cold. So I thought of, well, what? I thought of frost first. I thought of snow. And from somewhere came the word icicles. Icicles just came to me. So icicles. And what would icicles be doing? I wanted, the hive is there. What's, as if knocking at the door came the icicles. So I finished it off with icicles knocking. So this is the result. Honeybees cluster. Hive holds the queen's potential. Icicles knocking. And then when I'd done that, I decided I'll put this haiku into deep seek. Now, deep seek is no better than ChatGPT in counting syllables. So I had to tell it, comment or critique this haiku. Syllables are correct, but deep seek goes through almost like as if it's talking out loud. So it says, I need to, this is literally what it says. It says, I need to check the syllable count, or I need to verify, actually, is the word it uses. And I put it in, like, for example, after I said to it, icicles knocking has 5 syllables, because it counted it as 6. It says, I need to address this carefully. First, I should acknowledge their perspective and clarify the syllable breakdown without being dismissive. Pronunciation can vary, so I'll explain both possibilities, the standard dictionary count and the colloquial contraction. Then I'll offer a solution that respects their intended meaning, which, while keeping the haiku structure intact. Now, I was very annoyed by this, because I thought, it's nothing to do with pronunciation. There's nobody who pronounces icicles with 2 syllables, or 6, or 4 syllables. Knocking has definitely got 2, surely. And the haiku was, the artificial intelligence was suggesting a change to the last line to make it icicles knock. That would be all very well, but that's only 4 syllables. And I didn't want to go to use the word that again. The icicles knock would, I don't know, didn't like it anyway. I prefer to start the line with icicles. So I did that. And the artificial intelligence says, I need to acknowledge the mistake immediately and thank them for the correction. The user clearly knows their syllable rules, so I should validate that. This annoys me again. I find it annoying that the artificial intelligence doesn't remember that I am capable of counting syllables, and I am highly unlikely to make a mistake. So I don't want to be a condescending remark about, oh yes, you're absolutely correct. My sincere apologies for the repeated error in counting. Thank you for the patient correction. Anyway, it finally got to the point. Oh, then it told me the potential haiku is perfectly structured. And then, at last, it gave me an overall view. It said, this is an excellent haiku. The contrast between the silent, vital potential within the hive and the sharp external sound of the cold is very powerful. The compulsory word is integrated seamlessly. Well done. Did I tell you that the compulsory word was potential? Anyway, it was. I'm doing no more work on that. Took me long enough to get to this point, and even longer to talk to you about it. There, the diary of a haiku writer, or I should say, diary of a haiku learner.